Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks again for joining me for another weekday podcast. Today, I want to jump from one chapter where I was the other day. I talked a little bit about Psalm 99. Today, I want to be in Psalm 100, and it's entitled A Psalm of Thanksgiving. Man, I am thankful. One of the things that I have been teaching for a few years now is the power of gratitude. I am more and more convinced that when we intentionally insert gratitude, not just as an attitude, but an action into our days, it will radically transform three things. It will transform our attitude from, wow, I wish I had, to what I have is enough. It will change our voice and how we speak, and we will speak in a more positive tone. And by the way, the world is in desperate need of less hate talk. And then third, it will change our actions. We will actually have a desire to help other people. I was pretty significantly motivated. Jenny and I rented, or we didn't rent, we watched a show on Netflix, a Netflix movie, an original, the other day, The Boy That Harnessed the Wind. And it's a true story about a young African boy who was living through severe famine, and yet he took it upon himself to be mindful and intentional to have this long view, and with nothing more than just a little dynamo that was the kind of thing I had with a boy, where the bicycle rim would turn this motor and it would generate power for a headlight. Well, he took that and turned it into a motor that was turned by the wind that would bring water from a well into a land that had famine. And I was motivated. And the entire time I would watch this family with no food, and I would watch this family with no windows and no power. And I kept thinking to myself, I am the most spoiled, rotten, blessed human on the planet. The Lord has shown me great favor. And yet, I always seem to find a way to compare against someone else and whine about it. Maybe you're better than I am. But when I read this Psalm of Thanksgiving, I thought to myself, we need to intentionally every day wake up with an attitude that says, man, I am so thankful. Listen to Psalm 100. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. So I want to unpack in these five verses five things that literally, the psalmist says, when you do this, man, you can be thankful. Number one, shout to the Lord. And it says how? With joy. How do you shout to the Lord with joy? All right, you ready? Just do this with me wherever you're at. Even if people are around you, just go ahead and get funky with it, right? Just go ahead and say out loud, say these things. God, thank you for today. Say it out loud. Go say it with me. God, thank you for today. Shout with joy to the Lord. Number two, it says worship the Lord, and it tells you how. With gladness. I mean, determined to put that attitude into your soul with great intentionality. I come to worship you, Lord, because I am glad. I have food today. I have transportation today. I have a roof over my head today. I have people that love me today. I have a job, even if I think it's cruddy. I have a job today. I have a boss that's a pain in my neck, but you know what? I have a boss today. Third, acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and watch this, here's what he says, and we are his. We are his people. We're the sheep. He's the shepherd. And how do you acknowledge that the Lord is God? God, I surrender all I am to you, and I trust you with today. Number four, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks to him and praise his name. It's this simple. God, today I'm thankful for, and then you just tell him. And then finally, praise his name. What does that mean? God, I praise you and thank you. I know you're God and I'm not. Number five, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. To each generation, meaning literally to every person across the earth. He is faithful. He loves you today. He will forever love you, and you can't do anything to make him not love you. Bask in that love. How do you do those five things? I just gave you the shortcut. So today, man, be thankful. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.